Welcome to Hairless Footy Podcast, episode 21. I'm your host, George. We'll get things started on a big week of football. Greg,
Great
happy
week of
days.
football. Happy days. Busy days these days, but it's good to see the football stuff going my way for a change.
That's it. That's it. All the good for all the AIC fans. I'll be singing and dancing after the result this morning. Stephen, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, George. Yeah, I'm keeping up with transfer deadline day and watching Chelsea trying to snipe everyone's close transfers and such. And yeah, just exciting in general.
Didn't they sign that Portuguese kid from Atletico Madrid? And
They've
apparently,
agreed for Enzo
and apparently
Fernandez
he's
to
is it now.
120 million euros. That's the British world record transfer.
No,
I mean, you
no,
never
no
know.
chance.
I could see one of the Greek teams doing that one day. You
Yeah,
never know.
Carla. Yeah, only course.
Put it this
Beautiful.
way, George, his transfer fee is worth more than our entire squad.
Yeah, well, it's anyway, stupid money in football. It's unsustainable, but there you go. Nico will be joining us soon. He's just running a little bit late, but we'll make sure we save all the good parts for him because he's not a happy chappy after today's results. We'll start off things with the Greek Cup, though. Actually, just before we start off things with the Greek Cups, we'll also, regarding transfers, we're going to do a transfer special next week when the window's closed, because there's so much happening right now and we're in the midst of it. So we're probably going to miss a few things. But next week, when the window's done and dusted, and well, Greek clubs can still sign players afterwards, but yeah, we'll go from there. Anyway, start on the Greek Cup results. Aris hosted Olympiakos in the second leg there. Olympiakos got a 1-0 win with a 2-0 aggregate win. Andreas Ndoye got sent off in the 82nd minute. Andre Gray missed a penalty, and the super sub Yusuf El Arabi came on and scored the winning goal for us, Steve, to get the result go our way and the win to go our way. Just quickly, 10 seconds, 30 seconds, how'd you see this match?
Third time in a row we've been Aris in almost as many weeks. Massive win. It was a really tough game. The real hero of the entire match was Konstantinos Souladakis. He was
Yes.
unbelievable in goal. Saved the penalty. Soft penalty, in my opinion. It probably was the right decision, but also it could have gone on the other way in a different night. Aris can feel a bit hard done by, so can Alan Pardew. But yeah, I'm really pleased because it's a massive confidence booster for us.
Yep, no, absolutely. There, Greg, your boys, 3-1 winners over Panathinaikos away from home. There, academic. There, 6-1 overall result. Mandalos got the goal scoring started. Katsantonis equalised with a Mandalos double and Majeras in the 80th minute wrapping things up. Greg.
Lovely to see Greek scorers. I'm a really big thing on it these days because it doesn't happen often. But the other big positive is the form of Mandalos when he's had the chance to play in cups. I don't know, maybe it's against Panathinaikos, but every time he's started, he's done really well. And Majeras, another young prospect who had a lot of opportunities a couple of seasons ago. And when AWOL last year, he had an injury when he went to Ionikos. He's been
That's
getting
right.
game time lately, especially in the cup, and showing that he's got, great capabilities as well. So, for me, it's good results. We're playing good football, and man, the semi-finals is going to be huge against Olympiacos.
Yes, that's it. It's going to be a big one. We'll touch on that in a minute. Lamia, 4-2 winners over Apollon Paralimnio, 6-3 winners on aggregate there. Not much to say about that game. Lamia doing the job that they were supposed to. Apollon Paralimnio,
Paralimnio.
yeah, Paralimnio, held their head up high there, so they did well. They pushed the Super League team all the way there, but just too strong at the end for them there. And the last match of the round, Panathinaikos and Balk had a one or draw. Now, Adam Gzneda Serin got the goal scoring opening for Panathinaikos in the 18th minute, and it was looking like it was a very testy match. It was looking like it could go any way, either way. But unfortunately for the home side there, Nelson Oliveira equalised with a penalty in the 78th minute. And even though a player, Brandon, got sent off in the 89th minute, they held on for the draw there, with Balk taking the spoils 3-1 against the Panathinaikos side that has just had a massive Who's fallen off the cliff, unfortunately, for them there. So that's their cup run over. They won't be defending the cup this season. But I think maybe deep down they're not too, I don't know, Greg, would you say they'd be, the way things their season's going, they're probably just one less headache they need to worry about.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Even
totally. 100%.
yeah, because
They need to focus on the league now and salvaging what was the first round of the league.
absolutely, yes. No, it's a crazy result there. So congratulations to Balk there. They did the job over Panathinaikos there, so they kick on. Now, the semi-final fixtures, AEK host Olympiakos on the 9th of February, or the 8th of February if you're in Europe, and Lamia host Balk. And the return leg happens 2nd of March, so nearly a month later, with Olympiakos hosting AEK and Balk hosting Lamia. Greg, we'll start with you again. AEK, Olympiakos.
See, for me, the thing I see this year, I see Olympiacos. For me, this is the. I still think this is probably the. And this, it's a compliment to Olympiacos in a way. I still think it's a one of the weakest Olympiacos teams I've seen, especially in defense for many, many years. I think just in general play, AEK is better overall. But I can't get over the fact that we have such a hard time beating Olympiacos for. It's been like this now for 5 years. So. I think we play. I think overall we AEK plays better football, and we've got a overall better
You're
team.
definitely free scoring.
Yeah, but we you guys are such a bogey team for us now that I'll be the happiest man if we can get this Procrisy in the cup over you guys.
It's going to be a tough one there, Steve. I mean, I think Greg's right with regards to our defence. We've got a couple of young guys. Retzos played during the week, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. And Doi's coming on with leaps and bounds. We've gotten a couple fullbacks in, but the jury's, I don't know if the jury's out, but they're untested for a sustained period of time. I mean, how do you see this game? It's a bit.
Well,
It's it,
I was going to touch on Rodney, our right back in the league game that we were
and
going to
we'll talk
talk
about
about.
that later. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, he's looking good anyway. It's just, for short answer for that. And I think Greg's right in terms of the defense. Like defensively, we're not. It's you say that we haven't actually conceded that many goals since Miguel has taken over. If you really think about it, we haven't lost since October, and when we have dropped points, it's been by very small margins. So I don't think I think the maybe the personnel aren't the best, but what they're doing in terms of their overall play is enough to kind of get us over the line in recent months. So, yeah, and then obviously our attack.
I think our centre backs, or the three, we got the three Greeks, hopefully, Ndoye, Socrates, and Letos. I think they're capable. The ones that are a bit scary, like Cisse could be anyone on the day,
Yeah, he could be the
literally.
best and the worst on the
Yeah,
day.
that's right. So, it's
And
interesting to
just
see.
to clarify more on my comments on that,
Just
I still think this
hold on a sec,
Ndoye and
boys.
Papas.
Hold on a sec, boys. Nico's coming on, so we'll just get him
Oh, nice.
onto here. Nico, how are you there?
Just joining.
Nico.
Hello.
Yes, how are you, mate?
Good, good.
We just kicked off, mate. We're just talking about the Greek Cup. So we'll just get sorry, we'll just get Greg on chatting again. Hello, Greg.
So I've seen a few games. I thought Papastathopoulos and Doi have actually done quite well. I just think the breakdown from midfield, other teams have been just been able to penetrate you guys way more than what I've seen for many years.
Yeah, I mean, look, when we had that probably super successful season, if you remember, Kamara and Bukalakis, funny enough, were just machines. We're an interesting side. I think we're going through a transition with a lot of players out, going out, moving on, and all that. But I think we're not the end product. But I think, like what Steve said, defensively, we're still holding our own there. But definitely, that's going to be a. I think whoever wins that matchup wins the cup, personally. That's
And
how I.
also, I mean, we're creating enough as well, George, and we are getting better with our finishing, but it's still lacking in certain areas. Like there are still times where there are sitters that we're not putting away, but it's you can see that it's gradually becoming less consistent. So hopefully the amount of output we generate leads to us actually scoring the goals that we should be. So,
So we'll
yeah.
see. Now we'll see how it goes. So those matches, we'll talk about them when they kick off. Yeah, may the
We
best
blew a
team
bloody golden chance.
in the cup.
Yeah, in the cup. I mean, it's not
Yeah.
as important, but we would have gone on to face Lamia in the semis.
Well, do you think that just quietly that you guys are probably, I wouldn't say relieved, or we talked about this before, not relieved that you're out of the cup, but, you know.
Oh, one less distraction.
One less distraction, because things are, the wheels are falling off well and truly, and you just need to refocus, and I think it's one less distraction. I mean, the sad part is for Panathinaikos fans is you can't defend the cup.
Exactly.
But I think the bigger picture is the title race isn't over, even though you've kind of fallen off the cliff there. But we'll talk a little bit about that later.
Okay. All right.
All right. We'll hit I've lost my marbles here. We'll go to the Super League side results here. So we'll start off with Volos hosting Panathinaikos there. Volos went down 3-2 to a Panathinaikos side there, even though they scored a 96-minute goal. They kicked off the goal scoring with Chirinos in the – Chirinos, eh? Pig. All right, Pig scored in the 18th minute. And Shenglia equalised in the 39th minute. Barrientos had a penalty saved in the 62nd minute, and Yao Pedro put one away in the 68th. With Alexandros Malis scoring the third goal for Panathinaikos. Nicolas Mezguida got a second one for Volos, but it was too little too late for Volos. Greg, how did you see this one quickly?
The Barrientos penalty was the key to the game. And then, like, talk about rubbing salt into a wound. They scored 6 minutes later and, 8 minutes or 9 minutes later. So Panathinaikos took the chances, and I tell you, in this league, I mean, this was a game where Volos actually dominated possession. They actually played some better football. They've had a shocker since mid November, where they haven't been able to win many games, and they've finally got some football together. But we've seen so many games now in Greek football where, from the six down, it's just this huge battle, and it's all about finishing. And whilst Volos was probably a better team over the 90 minutes, Panathinaikos was able to finish their chances.
They definitely took their chances. Yeah, and it's interesting with Volos. They've fallen off the cliff, if not worse than Panathinaikos, but they're still holding on to sixth spot by a 4-point gap as well. So who knows what's going on in that?
Because the Thromitos haven't taken their chance. They've drawn their last three. So it's
Panathinaikos as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other clubs, like you've got clubs like Orphi, for instance, who started off poorly and are just getting results now.
There
but that's
is a huge
late.
Drop from after Addis, these other clubs. Anyway, we'll talk about it more as we get to each game, but even at Thromitos, like, they're close to Volos now, but I'm telling you, they're not playing fantastic football either.
Speaking of them, they had a 1-1 draw with Basianina. Balan opened up the scoring in the 32nd minute for the home side, with Tavares equalising in the 77th minute. Your boy, Greg, Ninis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he could have been the hero. And he's been in huge occasions. I don't think stepping up in the 92nd minute to put away a penalty for Bastianino would have been, you know, scary stuff for him. But Greg,
he's too rusty, man. Yeah. He's too rusty. But look, I tell you, this was a great game of football. It was up and down. Thromitos, they played that counter-attacking game that they have played in many games that we've seen, where they did it so well. But this was a game Panathinaikos should have won. Even take away the Ninis penalty, they had chance after chance for a lot of part of this game, and they couldn't get their shots on goal. Whereas Thromitos, every time they went forward and had a chance at goal, they actually really tested out the Yannina keeper. So this is definitely a game Panathinaikos should have won, and a bit of a shame because Ninis could have scored one of the few Super League goals again that he scored in the last couple of seasons and scored a big winner.
Yeah, wasn't meant to be. Oh, well. Moving on, Olympiacos 2-1 winners over Orphi. A tough Orphi side there. Stephen Dickel got the scoring open for the away side in the 19th minute. And it took Olympiacos 20 minutes to equalise. Cedric Bakambu was put away at the goal from a James Rodriguez assist, or James Rodriguez, assist. And super sub Yusuf El Arabi in the 72nd minute iced the game for Olympiacos there. Interestingly enough, Retsos started his match in the first time in a long time there next to Socrates. Stephen, Just quickly, how did you see this one, mate?
Offie made it hard for us again, just like in Crete. It was really tough. And they got their goal not out of nothing, but it was their first shot of the game. And they didn't have many shots afterwards, believe me. But it was a nice finish. We caught a bit unawares, but the team worked really hard to get back in. And it's nice to see both our forwards, Bakambu and El Arabi, scoring, you know, one from starting, one from off the bench. James Rodriguez is class. And Baskalakis in goal, you know, I think everyone said it a million times already, but he's looking so good. And he's exceeded my expectations. I thought it was not a good... Yeah. And I know we're not talking about transfers, but he's been so good that it sounds like Vatchalik is going out on loan.
He's got 6 months left on his contract. And
yeah.
So he'll be... I think we rejected a loan offer because basically... whatever, so I can't see him coming back into the team. And I'm like you with Baskalakis. He was such a hot and cold goalkeeper at Bulk, but he's come home, I guess, because it was his youth club, and has absolutely exceeded all expectations. And the beauty with him there is that he's at a certain age where I think the way Tsoulakis is playing, I genuinely think there's going to be a transition in the next season or two between those two keepers as well.
That's what I was going to jump onto, because under him you have Tsoulakis, who's been given the chance in the cup. And certain league matches too here and there. But yeah, I think it's pointed perfectly. I mean, to be fair, Vatchalik was at an age where you could see Tsoulakis coming in anyway, but now
the difference is that with a foreigner, they don't want to be living in Greece if they're going to be a bit part player, but if they're going to be sharing a position, whereas a player like that's born and raised in the area, like Baskalakis, I believe he's I just feel with a Greek, there's a bit more leeway within the players, and there's a bit more of an understanding there.
Yes. And just one last thing, George, I can talk about Rodney now. Rodney is brilliant. I know it's early doors for him, but he is excellent. And he's quashing a lot of early criticism of him. Some people were criticizing him even before he kicked a ball. They saw the signing and were like, oh, he's just going to be a Rafinha 2.0. And I'm like, what are you saying, man? Like, what is this? He's not done anything yet. And he's proving everyone wrong, and he's looking really, really good.
He's looking good.
With this game, boys, there are off fans at this one, away fans.
Yeah.
I think it's big enough to be seen as a derby, Nico. That might be why.
I think that caught my eye.
I just thought I'd bring it up. It's very rare. You see, it happens when Olympiacos go to Offie, but not the reverse, or when these bigger clubs play the smaller clubs. Very rarely happens in the reverse.
I just remember from when I spoke to Chris Kalantzis, he said that there was a bit of a, you know, Offie and Olympiacos kind of liked each other for their hatred in Parthenagos. So maybe there's some kind of a friendship there or something. Who knows? Yeah, who knows at the time there. Just quickly, Fortunis didn't get to play today in this game. In the game, you know, Gary Rodriguez started. We needed width there. The coach obviously listened, and he was the guy that missed out.
And it's a shame because of all the players. I think if you look at all three players statistically, BL, James Rodriguez and Fortunis, it's like, it's a very hard choice, and I wish it wasn't Fortunis that missed out. But then when you see the performances of BL and James, you're like, I understand why. Not because of Fortunis, it's more because of
the other guys stepping up.
And with a certain big transfer coming in today, what's his name? Kanos, that's his name.
Yeah, who's now
right winger. That's going to be our width now. So
that's a great signing.
Yeah.
It is a great sign, but I really don't want Fortunis to not play. That's why.
Has it happened yet? It's not confirmed yet.
It's not confirmed, but he's in Greece. So
he's in Greece. Okay.
Medical.
For deadline day standards for January, that's as good as it gets for a Greek club.
I wonder why he's for a guy that's proven himself in the EPL, you would have thought he'd be off to Forest.
He's apparently really excited to come. He was saying it's a massive club, blah, 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 you know, all the things that a lot of
players. Brentford, Olympiacos, like, all respect to Brentford. Anyway. Yes, they got
Yeah.
Brentford bees.
But no,
Anyway,
like I said, I think it's just the Fortuynis thing. I don't want him to just be a bench player
nah,
again because he's fully fit, but let's see.
he'll be right. He's a good club man. So he's gone through big adversity at the club. So he'll be back bigger and better. Greg, your boys 3-0 winners, big 3-0 winners over Aris. Amrabat in the 18th minute got a penalty. Edebo got sent off in the 60th minute, second yellow card for the Aris player there. 76th minute, Gasinovic doubled the lead, and an 89th minute goal to Piñera wrap things up for you. Big win, put you on
Yeah.
top, even though with Bathnacos hadn't played, but yeah, huge win.
Big win. Totally dominated the first half, so that was nice and as business as usual. Then second half we were in charge, but then Aris went through a little phase where they started putting a bit of pressure on us. So we're a little bit unlucky to not get a penalty when Athanasiadis bulldozed one of their players, I thought. But then they had a double whammy when Etebo got red carded. Then they took Gray off and put Dabo on. Poor guy, just trying to get his full name, Brian Dabo.
Brian Dabo.
He came on
yeah.
and his two, he lost position twice and we scored off them to make it 3-0.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
as they were sort of trying to put some pressure on us, and they just totally deflated Aris. But a big win for us. Overall, we're definitely in control of this game. Yeah, like happy day. This puts us top of the league. Gasinovic back. Eliasson is also back from injury. He played in this game. He got subbed off in the 70th minute. Subbed on in the 70th minute and played 20 minutes. So good to have him back. Those two that were two key players that really, when we were peaking in form, those two were our best. So good to see them back. Just puts us in great step.
Tavelas can't get minutes.
No, he look. Honestly, he's probably
he's
fourth choice now. The guys are doing. Mukudi for me is just an absolute beast. Vida for me, the Croatian. I don't mind whether Mitoglou starts on over him because I still think Vida. He has some good moments, but there's also some moments where he really worries me. Tavelas is a distant fourth for sure.
Yeah. Your coach's pleas for no flares went on deaf ears.
As I expected. And you're, 100%. That was always going to happen.
I think he made a good point with regards to don't give the, it was a two-pronged, like plea saying, look, there's obviously health reasons and repercussions. I think you've had fans that were, a fan passed away in there because of,
he had
previous
he had something
conditions.
Happened with his heart before the game, so he was struggling.
Okay.
I don't know if the guy that prayers to his family, but the guy that passed away didn't actually. It happened before the game, and they worked on him then. But there was other in that game that happened. There was other fans, another older gentleman who had to have medical help, and some younger crowds that was struggling with all the flare smoke.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I can't. I remember when we were kids, probably we were standing next to each other back at Sydney Olympic games when a few flares were lit up, and that was only like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000 fans there. It is pretty bad. Like, the spectacle is nice, but it's toxic, man.
It is.
And you have to cover your mouth when you got that. So when you got about 50 flares lighting up a stadium, the spectacle is amazing. It's a beautiful sight, especially in a stadium like that. But I understand. But look, it's not affecting you. I'm liking the fact that the Super League isn't being stupid and just start finding clubs for lighting flares. That's, like they were doing a few seasons ago. So, just hopefully they can find a way to do some pyro shows without affecting the games there for us. All right, moving on. Balk, 3-2 winners over a plucky Levadiakos. Dantas in the 10th minute opened the scoring for Balk, but Moutinho equalised 5 minutes later there. Thiago Dantas, just before half-time, got his second goal for Balk. 61st minute, Koularakis tripled their lead there, got their third goal there, but not long afterwards, Tsapras got the second for Levadiakos, but that's how she finished there. So, plucky Balk side, anyone pick up this match? I didn't, unfortunately.
Didn't get a chance to see
Yeah,
much of this
no, I
one,
didn't get
but
it. Yeah, but
like I said earlier, Levadia, of course, you know, they had three shots on goal, two goals.
yes, no, I was
But
speaking to
Bulk
Elaine
totally
about that
dominated.
before. Yeah, Bulk dominated the game there. And even though they had, yeah, as you're saying, three shots on target, two were goals, the score line didn't really reflect the match there. But Bulk keep going strong as well there with that 70% of the ball as well, so it was always going to be a formality for them there. Lamia hosted Ioannikos, battle of last and second last. Ioannikos got the biscuits there. Bejarano in the 19th minute own goal, and Valerianos 44th minute doubled the lead for Ioannikos. 2-0 at half time, 2-0 at full time there. It was a great opportunity for Lamia to pull away from last spot there if they could get the win, but unfortunately for themselves, they couldn't. And it opened up the door for Ioannikos to pull it back to a 1 point deficit from them and create a bit of a something to a spectacle down there for the bottom.
It's going to get interesting. What one win all season for Lamia?
For Lamia.
20 games played, one win.
Yeah.
And they're not last.
And they're not last. That's how poor. That's, yeah.
It's going to get interesting there.
One. Aria, one win. You're right.
Well, I said, the Ioannikos played their best game last week, so they've carried it through. They,
yeah.
Well, Lamia definitely had more chances, but they couldn't take them.
Who's.
Ironically. Ironically, we play Lamia next at home.
Who took over coach for Ioannikos? Is it
Grigoriou. He's
Yeah.
been around the block.
Where was he before?
Oh, he's been everywhere. Larissa, Gerkira from memory. I think maybe Atromitos very briefly.
Yeah, I think it was. I think he was a caretaker.
He's been everywhere.
He was a caretaker, I think.
Maybe Apollon Smyrni.
Yeah.
He's been
yeah,
everywhere.
He's been around the block there. So. Well, we'll see if he can do the great escape with that club there. Yeah, there's still a few games to go. Nico, your boys, Asteras, hosted Panathinaikos. Unfortunately for Panathinaikos fans, Asteras, and happy days for Asteras fans, they got a 1-0 win. Julian Bartolo in the 80th minute got the goal. But it wasn't as, unfortunately the game was ruined with, well, not ruined, but Gurbelis in the 33rd minute got himself sent off, second yellow card. That was a Gurbelis of old that would get, go in like
Yeah.
that.
Brain snap.
It
Shocker.
kind of just
Six minutes
ruined,
apart.
yeah, like yellow card. It just kind of ruined, it just ruined it for you. It's like you've been a bit rusty there, and you don't need one of your better players, one of your talisman guys in the team that leads, all heart there to be getting sent off in the first half.
That's our captain doing that. The first one, he could have escaped without a yellow there, but the second one was red card, straight red card worthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Brain snap. Two yellow cards, 6 minutes apart. If that's our captain doing that, God help us.
God help us, I know. What's going on?
Andoni,
I mean, what's going on? What's going on?
Andoni was saying earlier today, he couldn't make it on tonight, obviously, but he was saying, like, the team lacks a real leader, which is true. But for me, more than the team lacking a leader, right now, the team's lacking an Aitor type. What I mean by that is a maverick, someone that's got the archivia, the balls, the guts to say, give me that fucking ball. I'm going to change this game. Give it to me and I'm going to win us this fucking game.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no one. You look in that starting 11, there's no one. The closest one we've got is Bernard, and he can't last the full 90.
Yeah. It's an interesting one how one player can change a whole game there. But you're right. I thought it is hugely missed.
And
now,
his goals were papering over the cracks probably for Sportard.
Well,
in that
the
first half.
And a lot of the things
and the
were with
chances have dried up
you're getting the goals, you're getting the movement. As you said, he was a bit of a maverick, so he would be able to grab the team and just like actions would
just
lead.
Grab
His
the
actions
game
would
by the
lead.
game of the
Yeah.
throat. Yeah.
And then when you have that, there's a flow-on effect there because you see other players. From my opinion, just watching you guys, I said this earlier in the season where I thought there isn't a championship mentality within the squad. And it's not because they're not a good squad. I just think collectively the team's never been in that position. And I
a
thought
a lot of them have just fallen, form-wise, individually, have fallen off a cliff. Juan Carr,
But yeah, that's right. But if you
Isabel,
get one, if you
Ruben
get one
Perez,
or one or two, fair
Palacios.
enough. But what, when the whole team has essentially fallen off a cliff there.
There's six, seven of them that have severely dropped off.
That's
Severely.
it. Yes.
And the goal we conceded was, it was preventable. It was a plucky goal, but it was preventable. Like the cross should have been blocked off, and then it should have been dealt with better. It should have been cleared
The
properly.
problem is that you're not creating those, so you can't be going looking for draws against teams like
No,
Estetas,
that's
even though you're
right.
playing away from home. So you weren't
We
creating the opportunities
look,
either.
even as soon as the red card came, I knew that any chance of a win was done.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say nicely, but we're kind of settling into the game up until that point. We
I
had
thought
over
you looked a
70%
decent
possession
side.
by then.
You looked
Yeah.
decent. You looked like you were going. You looked like. At that stage, I thought, okay, they're probably going to get the win here. It's probably not going to
I
be a
thought
pretty
we'd win
one,
today.
but you're going to
I
get
thought
it.
we'd win.
And as soon as Gurbelis got
Oh.
sent,
All hope was gone.
I switched off anyway. So I
All
just said,
hope
all
was
right, I'm
gone
done.
when he got the red.
But
Look, there's a lot of different thoughts. Like I've harped on now the last couple of weeks about our lack of depth. The World Cup break hampered us potentially. I don't know about that because the wheels were slowly falling off before that. I don't know. There's a
look,
bunch of different reasons.
there was an element of luck a little bit. You got the
Of course, the late
penalties
goals.
and the late goals.
And it
You got
almost
to,
happened today.
and
I
you
don't know if
still
you
you
saw
got
it
to,
happened again.
I didn't
Almost.
watch. I didn't watch the second half,
Ioannidis.
unfortunately.
Ioannidis came on and he almost snatched the draw for us. It was a
Oh, there you
brilliant
go.
save by their keeper. But we can't rely on Ioannidis snatching winners or draws from the bench every week. He's already bailed us. He saved us lots of times this season.
Yeah, but you got
As
to
I
make
said, for me, this team's lacking that maverick, that just give me that ball and I'm going to win us this game by myself.
What's the diagnosis, the prognosis on Aitor? He's out for the season, eh?
Probably, and even if he does return, there's no guarantee he's the same player.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah,
That's
he
true.
would have gone
Until
on. He
next
would
season
have
to
been the
get back
leading
to
goal
full
scorer
fitness
this season. He
anyway.
was on 8 goals.
Yeah, he was killing it for us. That's right. Yeah. So,
Hitting it.
and yeah, it's hard.
Well,
Was he
look, like
paper?
I said,
Was a papering over the cracks? Who knows? Who
like I
knows?
said, Lamia up next. Look, I don't think he's going to do it. No, maybe nor should he. He's got to try something different. Is it worth playing Sporar and Ioannidis up front together in a two? I don't know.
Well, if you've got Lamia,
I don't know where to from here. I honestly don't know.
if you don't, yeah, I mean that's
Because
your
we're not
next
out of it,
match.
as
Oh,
you said
no,
before.
you're definitely not out of it. And
And
if you,
looking at the run in for the last six games, we've probably got the easiest draw out of the four.
you're definitely not out of it. It's just, I
But
mean,
it means nothing if we can't beat teams like Estetas.
I put a tweet out today, and it was a little tongue in cheek, but there was a bit of truth to it. I don't remember a team that has dropped a 12-point lead so quickly with so many games to go. Usually, okay, they'll drop it to 12 will go to 9, 9 might go to 7, but it's gone. It's gone. So you're
Yeah.
back in the pack now.
You're dry, well and truly.
And it's not over yet, but far out, like that 12-point lead was almost,
Look, it's good for
look.
the league. I'm
Not
biased. It's
gonna
good
lie,
for the
I know.
league.
Yeah, I know.
As much as it burns me.
As a neutral, it's good for the league. But what I'm saying is, again,
The only
I
one
don't
I
think
can think
Olympiacos
of.
would have. I don't think Olympiacos would have dropped that over the years
No,
we
not a
saw it.
chance.
So I just think that you guys, you fucked up somewhere.
The only collapse I can think of that comes close to this is Falk a few years back when they beat you guys around Christmas time.
I
Better
remember they
us.
were top, and then we,
2014, I think it
yeah,
was.
second half of the
And
season.
then they ended up dropping to third or something.
Yeah, I
Now,
mean
that collapse
the
is
other
nowhere
one
near, but
is
it's not like
big
this.
the other one is Newcastle United in the Premier League many moons ago, when they got run
Yeah, they were
down
like
by,
13 points clear, weren't they, or something like that. And then
and then
United came
Kevin
back
Keegan
second half
had
of
a
the
meltdown
season, yeah.
on the radio and on
Yeah,
TV, and
that famous,
Man United,
yeah.
yeah, came and got them. But look, it's tough. I don't think. I still don't understand why you sent that striker out to Livadiakos,
Yeah.
but That's
Yeah, as we said last week, that's a satellite club move. That's Greek football move.
but it makes no sense. He's 29.
Zero.
He should be in Panathinaikos colours. Even though the coach can sit there and say, look, you're not going to get many minutes because you've got in your half time. I mean, he's coming off the bench for Olympiakos anyway. And the worst thing is, right, here in the situation like that, is obviously you bought him for next, potentially next
He'd be
season.
30.
For what reason? If he goes
Yeah.
to Olympiakos and he's a lemon at Olympiakos, now you've got yourself a dud player there because
Yeah.
he's failed. He's going to go
And
to Panathinaikos.
that's,
You're not going to go
yeah.
from Livadiakos and fail and go to Panathinaikos and
And
succeed.
succeed,
So he should have
absolutely.
been straight into the Panathinaikos side. It is
This is
such
my
a dud
worry
move.
for any potential deadline day signings that now that they become panic buys if we dip into the market. And I think we're going to have to again.
You have to. You have to.
But preferably alone. And we're linked with his name's Rochinha. He's a Portuguese winger, attacking midfielder from Sporting Lisbon.
I mean,
Who
because we don't
wants to
play
keep an eye
European
on us?
football, and like we can still hit up some free agents after the deadline day anyway, and I think Greek clubs do that. So we're not going to.
We signed between from when we got on last week. We wrapped up the Mancini deal.
That's a
De
good deal.
decent enough player.
He's tried and tested in the Greek
Exactly, he
Super
knows
League,
the league, and
so
I think
I would have had
over
him at
time,
Olympia, of course. You know, obviously we didn't get him because we went for Kanyas, but I'd have him at Olympia, of course, 10 out of 10 times. No dramas there. So he's another good player, but he should
I'd
have
start
started,
him.
I thought. I would have
I'd
started
start
him.
him against Lamia. We've got to go all out attacking that one
All
because you
out.
know how they're going to come. Because last time we played them, they were sent out to injure us, and it's going to be more of the same for them. They're going to come to Leforos, low block, foul, injure, waste time. So we've got to get creative.
All
Bernard,
out. You got to get a
Mancini,
nice early goal
Palacios.
there and
Yeah.
just fucking nail them there, just to get the team back on
What?
track, get the team
And
winning.
maybe that's what we need. Just that one win. That one win, and it all changes. Who knows?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. We'll see how it goes for
There's
you
going to
guys.
be,
It's
honestly, maybe call this a crazy prediction. Between now and the end of the regular season, it wouldn't shock me if all four were in the title race lost one game.
well, we play. We've
You
got
guys have to
we've
play
got
against
Bolt. We got
Paul. I'll
Bolt
play.
there.
AEK and Bolt.
We
AEK
got
only
AEK and
play
Bolt.
and
We got
Panathinaikos.
yeah.
It
So
wouldn't
some
shock me if you drop one.
for sure.
We've got to
Everyone's
play you
gonna.
guys away.
Everyone's gonna. I can see. We'll look at the table now. AEK are sitting on top on 47 points. Mathaikos 45. Bulk 42. Olympiakos 42. Addis 31. Volos wrap up the top six on 29 points, minus 9 goal difference as well. So that shows how they're going there. The sixth best team has a minus 9 goal difference. Atromitos sitting seventh on 25 points. Panathinaikos 23. Asteras 21. Ophi 19. Passiani 19. Levadiakos 13. Lamia 12. And Ionikos 11 points. So if you look between AEK 47, Panathinaikos 45, Balk and Olympiakos 42 points. We've
We
lost
should go
Greg.
through like a team by team thing. Like you guys, for example, Olympiakos has the experience of that mentality, as you said, of being there and doing it. Arguably the best squad, arguably out of the four. Then you've got AEK probably form wise in the stadium,
Form wise
and
are the
they're playing the best of the four, the best football, head and shoulders. Even in the first half when we were playing well, they were scoring a lot more goals than us.
They've been free scoring.
Free
They're a free
scoring,
scoring
exactly. And
side,
the
yeah.
stadium is huge for them.
That's a
Yeah, it's a
massive
massive like
thing for
morale
them.
boost for them. Huge. And
So
it's a
you say
lovely
they're the
stadium as
favourites from
well.
here.
If they win the league in their first year in that stadium, that place is going to burn down.
Well, you say they're the favourites from here because of what we just said.
I think they're
Yeah.
slight favourites. They're not
You
out and
can't rule
out,
bulk.
but
No.
yeah,
I
I
don't
think they're
think they're
one
out
to.
and out because I don't think anyone's out and out.
No.
I truly don't think anyone's out and out. You
I
got
thought Falk would have been, but they're hanging in. They're
they're
hanging
hanging
in
in.
there.
They're hanging in. Olympiakos are hanging in. Panathinaikos are falling off the cliff. Panathinaikos are the big worry, and
Yeah,
the
out of
worry
the
for
four, we're the
Panathinaikos
biggest
fans
worry.
is that you guys could literally end up sitting in fourth spot by the time the playoffs start.
Absolutely. That's a real possibility. Absolutely. As I
So.
said, we might have the easiest run in, draw home for the last six games of the four, but it means nothing if we can't beat teams like Asteras, who have been shocking this year for the
Well,
most part.
that's the thing that you need to be doing. That's right. We'll look at the matches for next week. So, Offie hosts Bastianina. So, that's nothing match there sitting in the middle of the table. Both
The
teams there
biggest
trying
match
to.
of the weekend, mate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Offie will
Ionikos.
win that, I reckon.
Offie should.
I
Pardon
think
me,
so.
Ofi should win there, yeah. Ionikos host Ardis, so that'll be a tricky game for Ardis to see
Yeah,
what they can
very.
do after their pummeling, and Ionikos playing well with a new coach there. As Nico was alluding to, Panathinaikos host Lamia, so that's a must-win
Must win.
game, and even more than a must-win, not a 1-0. You need a two,
Yeah,
three nil win match
confidence.
there as a confidence booster to get the wheels back onto the car and moving. Aplakia Thromitos side are going to host AEK, so that could be a bit of an Athenian derby there where anything can happen in that match. But I'm assuming AEK should be way too strong for
Don't forget,
Thromitos.
George, AEK isn't an Athens club.
Well, there you go. Yeah, who knows where they're from? Anyway. I was seeing people write that with Olympia. Of course, someone put a tweet up.
Yeah, I saw that
It was
too.
about the Super Cup, the Greek Super Cup, the Greek Super, the European Super Cup being held at
Oh,
Karaiskakis.
yeah.
And heaven forbid the UEFA website wrote it being held in Athens and all these. Piraeus is not in Athens, man. Piraeus is in Athens. I'm thinking, jeez. Anyway, there you go.
It's whatever. I don't care. I'm glad we're hosting it.
Absolutely. Panetolikos host Astera. So that'll be a good match because if what's it called? If Volos keep tanking, then one of those teams might be able to just sneak up in there along with Atromitos. So that'll be an interesting match. Levadiakos host Volos. So the free falling Volos, we'll see how Levadiakos go against them and who can pull the big match, pull the win out of that one. And obviously, the biggest match of the
Yeah.
round is Balk hosting Olympiakos. Steve, I think it's fair to say that we need to win. We don't need to win this one. It's not a must win, but it'll be good to win this one.
I don't know. I think depends on other results, it might be a must win. I don't know. If other
Arguably.
let's say if other teams drop points, then it becomes a must win for me. And but it's tough because Barca Dumba are so tough, and they beat us in Pirea as well. So it's and both teams on a very it's similar form at the moment as well. So it's almost kind of it could go either way on the night, really, or it could just end up being a
Look,
draw.
AEK's going to win. AEK's going to win their
Yeah.
match, right? So they're going to go on to 50 points. So at worst case, we're going to be 8 points behind them.
For me, this is the biggest game of the season to date across the league.
This one, Olympia, Bulk
Yeah,
hosting Olympiacos. I think it
absolutely.
is because both teams are on 42 points. Both
42,
teams are
exactly.
chasing. It's going to, you're opening up. I mean, we're already 3 points behind Panathinaikos. You'd like to think, although it's not a certainty that Panathinaikos are going to win. So they're going to go on to 45, 6, 7, 8, 48 points. So depending if either Balk or Panathinaikos or Olympiacos lose, they're going to be what, 5 points behind second and 8 points behind first. So
Yeah, massive. Bold
that's huge.
prediction, you're going to get something from it, whether it be a win or a draw. I
Yeah.
think we have the ability. It's just, and we look a lot more mentally stronger. We don't look like we'd collapse in a game like that now, but let's see.
Doi's going to be back, so that'll be interesting
Yes,
to
he will.
see. Letzos played well. Socrates came off for Cissé, tactical.
Ramon made his de debut
Ramon
via a
made his
sub as well, which
debut.
looked okay.
We'll see if this Kanyas guy gets on and if he's going to play. Marcelo has unliked Olympiacos on Instagram.
He's
So
unfollowed them, yeah.
he
So
gives a shit.
there's all that drama
Look,
with
I'm
that.
done with him. I think he came to the club. He disrespected the club in a sense. Not disrespected the club, but he came to the club from Real Madrid, and I don't think he. I think he's like, I'm here, whatever. I played for Real Madrid for 50 years, so. And I think that finally a coach just put him in his place. But he and he's worked hard to try to get himself back into the team, but he's 6 months behind everyone. So I think the quicker he just moves on, go to Saudi Arabia, hook up with your mate Ronaldo there,
Yeah, and I like I
and.
said at the beginning of the season, whatever happens, it's not a complete failure because of how much coverage we got and how much shirt sales commercially it was
Yeah,
good.
so
He gave us a couple of highlights as well,
it
so
was
eh.
him. Olympiacos gave him all the opportunities. It was him. So
Yeah, exactly.
there's nothing we can do there. All right, so yeah, next round, crackers, boys. Speaking of crackers, Nikol Douvikas Pavlidis, hat tricks galore in one of the probably the best
Wow.
matches, for for Greeks just to watch there. That was amazing.
Wow, and there were some good goals like that. The last goal Pavlidis scored, his third goal, unbelievable finish. He honestly, you put an ethnic kiss shirt on, he won't finish that. I can say that with confidence. That was an unbelievable finish.
Well, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. They just played out of their skin, both of them, and it was almost like whatever you can do, I can do better. The four guys in that was Hadžidiakos
Barkas.
and Barkas in goal, but wow, I don't know, Stephen, like wow.
Incredible. It's some of the best night for Greek forwards. And imagine if Poyet had just happened to go watch that game. He would have been really pleased if he'd been there live to see both his what
It
two of his
was
forwards scoring. And, but like
amazing.
Nico said, both of them probably wouldn't score those for the national team, you know.
No, that's a thing. And what goes on? What happens there? Like,
I think
I
said,
wish
I
I
think I've said it
knew.
before. I think it's a combination of just not playing to their strengths maybe as much. But then if you play to a player's strength, you're kind of sacrificing a team, an overall team style. So I don't
Are
know.
you?
It's, I
Because
think
the
the weight
of the ethnic
that's
kiss
the yeah,
weighs down.
absolutely.
That's all I can
The
think of.
Greek
That's all I
flag,
can
the
think of.
badge is
Yeah.
weighing on
Yeah.
them, but it
That's all it
shouldn't.
could be.
It shouldn't be, because these guys. It's sad because whatever
Let's
these
have.
guys do, they who is it? Pavlidis that's leading the goal scoring in
Yes.
the Eredivisie. Yeah, and
He
he
has to get
scored.
a big move somewhere in the summer. I really hope he does.
Well, that's the problem here, and we're talking about big moves there, and we're looking at another guy that was banging goals left, right, and centre, Yakoumakis. And apparently he's in America about to sign for MLS club Atlanta. So,
Yes, Atlanta.
what's the stigma involved in Greek football, Nico?
If we're an elite football nation, not even elite, if we were where we were over a decade ago,
Well, if you were a
I'd
Holland
say,
are now or Portugal, yeah.
yeah, I'd say wipe him from the national team. But we can't turn our nose up at him. I don't think he should be starting. I think Pavlidis' form warrants a start in a full strength ethnic year 11. But there's still got to be a spot for Giakoumakis in that squad at this
Yep.
rate.
That's the
That's
issue there,
unfortunate.
and
It's
the coach
unfortunate.
came,
It shouldn't be, but it will
and the
be.
co when the coach comes out and says, wherever he goes, I'm going to pick him.
You can't begrudge him of saying that, though.
No, you can't. I would never begrudge, and it's a double-edged sword, because you'd never begrudge a footballer, because apparently it's a $3.5 million US dollar deal.
It's more the
It's a
farce,
big
the
deal,
circus
yeah.
that it transcended into, like
He was being linked
those
with everyone,
clubs.
and that's why,
Yeah.
if everyone's noticed, we just stopped tweeting about Yakoumakis, because I was sick of like waking up in the morning and seeing that he's been linked to another club. So I just thought, you know what, stop.
Yeah. I'd much rather hear about Pavlidis' form. Because he's been on
Absolutely,
fire. I'd much rather hear about that.
absolutely. Him and Douvigas, they're
And they're a bit younger than him. They're both younger.
well,
No.
Douvigas is 23, Pavlidis is 24. So yeah, they're fairly young. They've not quite hit their peak with regards to
Exactly.
being
I
centre
haven't.
forwards as well. Or just forwards
Now,
in general.
as I said, we got the March games for me. Pavlidis would be the starter.
Get them both in there. Can you work with both? Find out what you can do. If you can't work with both, like whether
I
they're
don't
both gonna,
know. Yeah. I don't know
whether
about
both
both in
can
the
or
same
can't start,
11.
whatever. I know it's difficult, and it's pretty old school to start with two strikers anyway, that are very similar like that. But yeah, absolutely, you should be looking at both of those boys. Pissing in their pocket, saying, "You guys, one of you guys is going to be starting for us. So just keep going, and we're gonna try to build around that." Because when you got form like that, especially with Pavlidis, who's had success at two clubs in
Yeah.
the Eredivisie, so it wasn't like it's been one season there. He did it at was it Villantois, and now he's doing it at
Wasn't it? Was it, yeah? I thought
was
my
it
Utrecht.
yeah, it was
was it.
Willem Twa, and then you think he
Okay.
moved afterwards, yeah,
Yeah.
to AZ Alkmaar.
To AZ,
AZ,
yeah.
yeah. That's where he, yeah.
So, he's shown he can do it. I hope there's a big move for him. Problem is with Greek guys is whenever they get their big moves, they shit the bed.
And 9 times out of 10, it's a poor move. Like you know before he moves, it's the wrong move. Look,
Well,
Kalulis, prime
yeah.
example.
Good Lord, yeah.
Kalulis. Kalulis
Well,
from that big season that Atomico.
I mean, we'll talk about it. Solis.
Yeah, he's in
Had
that
the world
bracket.
at his feet,
He's
chose
back at Norwich.
Norwich, back at Norwich now.
Yeah, the manager said there's a place for him. Let's see if that's the case.
Yeah. Look, he knows the championship, Wagner, so we'll see.
Yeah.
It's just going back to Greek players making the wrong decisions career wise. You know, a lot of them have done that over the years. That Etsos has done that. Who's that bulk player that's back in? I think he's at Toulouse. Funny enough, sitting on the bench doing nothing.
Tsingaras,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
The Panathinaikos boys, all those Panathinaikos boys. Yeah, Alexandropoulos is doing nothing.
Zakaridis.
Yeah. Yeah, who's the other? Is he the one who's in Turkey now playing for some club sitting on the bench?
I thought he was still in Italy last I heard. I could be wrong.
Probably. There's another.
Bayanidis stuffed up and he's come back. And to be fair to him, he's actually been, as I said last week, one of our better players.
He's come back and, yeah, he's working up to himself.
Donis as well, who's now playing for Apoel in Cyprus. He's doing quite well for
yeah,
Apoel. Don, before never, that,
never,
big moves
yeah,
didn't
Donis,
work out
yeah.
really.
Yeah, Donis, yeah. So, yeah, look, it's going to be an interesting one to see how these guys go. All the goals continue. Hopefully, these boys keep pumping them away. Hopefully, Hatzidiakos and Barkas don't cop another 5 goals each there, career-wise, because that wasn't good for them as much as it was good for the two strikers there. So we'll see how it goes.
Hatzidiakos will still be best 11 come March
yeah.
for me.
I think yeah, so, yeah. He's one of the best centre-backs there.
Centre-back partner who's playing in Germany week in, week out, basically Mavropanos.
Yeah, well, we just tweeted out today as well, Stephen, Nick, that he's been linked with Inter Milan because one
I
of
know.
Their centre-backs is being linked with a move to PSG. So,
well, I said it in the chat, George. It's all dependent on whether Skriniar leaves now because they've already agreed for him to go on a free transfer to PSG in the summer, but they want him now. So if they get him now, there's maybe a small chance they get Mavropanos in this window, even though it's deadline day. We'll see.
Well hopefully Inter sell because Napoli have like a massive lead. So I can't see
13 point lead. Yeah.
Yeah. Massive. So hopefully they sell and hopefully Mavropanos moves over to Italy and gets that big move, follows
it's been an excellent move for him, I think.
Yorgatos was, I believe, and Lambros Koutos were the last two players that had careers, Greek guys at Inter, I believe.
I think Karagounis as well.
Karagounis as well?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
04. He was there.
But before or after, I mean?
He was there, he would have been there around that 04.
Okay,
period.
Okay, so. All right,
yeah,
no,
I don't think he was much of a starter for Inter,
no.
But he did play
correct.
There, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, there you go. So you've had a few Greeks kick around that Inter there, so there's always a little connection. Speaking, we forgot to talk about this earlier, quotas in the Super League, Nico. One starting, three on the bench.
It's a bit lousy. When I heard it, I had a chuckle. Honestly, yeah. I'm not going to lie. I want a quota, but ones. It's taking the piss almost.
Well, the only club that doesn't do that is Aris.
Yeah.
every other club has more than every other club has more than one starter, generally week in, week out.
We said it before. Look, I like the rest of you guys, I like the idea of a quota, but I'd definitely be upping it from one.
What would you do? What would your ideal
three,
quota be?
Three?
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Three, maybe four at a push, but three is more
reasonable. Yeah, four's
reasonable.
I think three starting, three on the bench. You've got
yeah,
a match day
like
squad
that.
Of typically 17 or, you know, whatever. You can do your five subs. So, you know, five, so 16. So 16 players are going to play potentially. You would like to think, yeah, three starting, minimum of three on the bench. That way, you know, you get a bit of understanding of what's going to happen with Greek football. But look,
I guess
one and three is a start.
I guess it's a step forward, but not a massive one and not one. We'd like to see more ideally, but I mean, it'll probably be in 10 years' time before they're like, yes, now you must start three instead of just starting the one.
Well, it went through collectively, everyone voting it in, because, again, if you're only looking at one player starting, most clubs are doing it week in, week out. So, again, it was only Aris that doesn't really do that.
Yeah, I guess Asteras, who brought it up in the first place, they are not the best at starting Greeks either, but
yeah.
Yeah. But like you said, even the bigger clubs, like Olympiakos were starting up to four with Fortunis, and last week we had three, but still, we're starting a couple, and
look,
I think the other big teams are too.
Your Greeks are Bouchalakis is linked with a move away deadline.
He's
day
about
move.
To leave, yeah, he's
yeah.
linked to Turkey, yeah, he's about to
Turkey.
Leave. He's the club captain as well.
I heard that.
Turkey, which club?
No idea.
Not one of the big ones. Not a Fenerbahce, Galatasaray, Besiktas, remember?
No. Let me just quickly have a look because I've just.
Jeez. He's not getting much game time, so it's probably best
no.
for him to move.
Konyaspor, that's it. Yeah, mid-table team.
What's his name? Masuras keeps getting linked, but I don't think he'll be moving on.
I don't think he'll go to Trabzonspor. He's always linked with there because of Bakasetas being there, but I don't think he'll.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll go there.
I don't know. I think he's got more of a chance to kick his career into. Look, yeah, I don't know. Bukalaki's. He had those 1-2 seasons where he was probably one of the best defenders in one of the best midfielders in Greece, but he's gone back to being the hot and cold player that he always was.
I wonder who gets club captain now. Probably Sokratis, if anyone. I imagine it'd be Sokratis.
Or Fortunis.
Fortunis maybe gets club captain back. Yeah.
Who knows?
Sad, but it probably is the right thing.
Avram's reserve grade coach. He's probably going to take the ban. Anyway, we'll see what happens there. Any other news, boys?
Second division's heating up now.
And it is, yeah. We'll talk about that next week or in the next coming weeks there because we don't want to, go on for 2 hours with the podcast there. And we've got a few questions that we want to get through as well. But we will start talking about, pardon me, the second division. We'll start implementing it into the podcast because, yeah, things are getting nice and interesting in that league as well. It's a pity, though, that only one team goes up from the north and one team goes up from the south. And, again, if you're coming third or fourth in that league, there's no incentive. There's no,
And you look at especially that north one, there's some biggish clubs like pushing for that, but it's only one spot. Imagine if it was two, you'd have like Larissa pushing for it. You'd have like there's Iraklis that I'm not saying they're not as high up, but they're in the north division. There's big clubs in the north.
I think they should merge the two. Drop it to a sustainable 16, 18 teams. And I still think three teams go up, three teams go down. And what you could do it is like you see in the championship where you make it into a
playoff.
The playoffs where you make it really super interesting.
Top two goes up and then third all the rest go into
and
a
the
playoff.
Team that finishes third last in the Super League can do a playoff as well. So then they're not, they don't automatically go down. But last and second last, done, you finish, you go down. You're not worthy of staying in the top league. Third last, you can play off against a team that, whatever they decide happens in there.
Yeah. Because then it trickles down. You look at the Rame Ethniki, the amount of teams in that. That's an even bigger overkill.
That's right. So I don't understand how a second division in Greece is that much of a bit of a clown league, to be honest. But anyway, we'll see how that goes. Yeah, we'll see how it all goes. We'll look at the questions, boys. Go into it here. All right, Suvla at Suvla _. What are your thoughts on the transfer of Sergi Ganos to Olympiacos? And with the top four being as tight as it is, could this signing lead Olympiacos to an unlikely title defence? Steve?
Short answer, maybe. Long answer, he's a good signing and I really, really like him. And I've seen some highlights and I've also seen some Brentford fans talk about him. And he was one game off making 250 appearances for Brentford. So that shows his kind of longevity at the club. The biggest concern with Ganos is injuries, not throughout his career, but in more recent times, he's been getting niggling hamstring injuries. So hopefully those don't come back to bite him. But it's exactly what we need. He's a big signing. I don't know what the fee is, but,
How old is he these days?
He's 25. He's 25.
He'll be 20. He would have been 28. Wow.
No, he's 26 on the 2nd of February. So in a couple of days, he'll have his birthday.
Great age.
He's a Barcelona junior.
Yeah, he was at Liverpool. I think.
And at Liverpool as well. He had one game at Liverpool.
I remember him when we first got relegated Villa in that first season. He had blinders against us.
He's pretty much, looking at his career, he's pretty much lived in the UK since 2013. So he's done 10 years over there. Played for Liverpool, got loaned out to Brentford, played 38 games there. Then had a season at Norwich where he did nothing, only played three games for whatever reason, and then moved to Brentford and, has done his thing there. So big winger. He's not a small one. 5'10", but he's not like Pep Biel. Falume, Spanish under 19
game changer of a signing. If you pull it off, that's the type of player for Greece levels. That'll put fear in the opponents.
Yeah, he's in Greece, so unless he fails a medical, I think we've got him there. Nico, I'll ask you this question. If Yakoumakis does not secure a move away from Celtic, what do you think his fate will be in Celtic? Do you see him getting any game time, or will he become a forgotten player?
Somewhere in between, if I was to guess.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't be probably not the first choice. He'd be on the bench getting appearances and minutes off the bench, I'd guess, but by all reports, he's going to leave him now on deadline day.
Yeah, apparently he's in America. And that question was from Costa Tenedios, at K Tenedios, Tenedios. So give him a follow, people. Thanks for the question, Costa, there. Jack Roberts, at J4CK Roberts. Which player would you like to see in ethnic gear that haven't been in recently or have never played for them in the upcoming qualifiers? Also, are there any particular players in particular that shouldn't return to the ethnic gear? So double-ended question. Yeah. Who shouldn't return to the ethnic gear, Nicol?
Oh.
Who should we be saying goodbye to?
Zavellas. Was he? I can't remember if he was called in the last squad.
He was.
November friendlies. Okay,
And Greg was talking about him being fourth choice. At AEK at this stage.
Costandelias would be the big one.
And not only in, starting.
Uliarakis.
Constantelia should be starting.
Oh, to start. That's what I meant.
I don't want him in the squad. I want him starting. That kid's got something special.
Bayanidis as a squad place, back up to Bulldog for me.
Yeah. Stephen, the usual there. Fortunis, we'd like him back. Some people would say he's probably finished for the ethnic year. I think it's somewhere in between.
I think he still has a lot to offer, maybe not as a guaranteed starter, but I do think he's still, you can see from the games that he's played, he's still so vital and he's still so good. And my big one every time is Nigel Lau as well, as one of the centre backs. And Nigel pretty much said everyone else, like Constantelias and
that's the big one attacking positions. I mean, not that he's going to be called up, but we touched on it. We're saying I think it was last week. Fetfadzidis has made that move. It's official now to Italy.
Yeah, he's at Spal.
He's not super old. If he has a big, back end to the season, it's not beyond the realms of possibility.
I think Tolis, back at Norwich now. Yeah. So Tolis is another one. If he starts getting game time and he can jag a goal or an assist here and there.
Yeah, it's like what we said with Yakoumakis. We're not at a stage where we can turn away any player.
You can't.
Not there.
No.
You can't. You can't shut the door on any of them.
Also, a left field shout, George, because me and Apple were talking about it in the chat during the Olympiacos Offi game. Their goalkeeper, Mandas, had a really good performance against Olympiacos. Maybe him as a potential pick call up?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Because if we picked Capino recently, so, you'd be looking for the future there. So.
Absolutely.
We know we've got who's our number one keeper? What's his name?
Not in doubt.
You got Paskalakis is doing good at Olympiacos. I don't know. Your ex Panathinaikos goalkeeper, Nico, he's moved away, I think, to
Yuzis has gone to Poland.
To Poland.
So he's behind.
Got rid of him. I don't think he was that bad.
Wanted to go in a different direction with Brignoli coming in.
I understand.
Then he wouldn't have sat to play second fiddle the way Lodigin is. That's all I can think of. Look, 5.5 years, good luck to the guy. He's a great servant to us.
I think he's a better keeper than your Italian.
You reckon?
The Italian's starting to show a bit of cracks in his game, eh?
I'd still take Brignoli.
Yeah, okay.
I'd still be gone, Brignoli.
No, fair enough. I don't see much of it to know, but it was just I used to like him, like watching him play. He always looked like a confident goalkeeper. That did his job, nicely. But you could see when Brignoli came in, you can kind of tell that your coach was just waiting to pick him.
It
was his signing, yes. So you can kind of see in that, and you don't begrudge the others for wanting to go play football.
No way.
Yeah, good luck to him there. Nico, I believe there's some questions on Facebook, but I can't get onto the Facebook page. Would you have that by any chance?
Let me find it. One
I'm
sec.
just sorry, guys. The joys of live podcasting. We don't edit this either, so
We had one question on
yeah.
Facebook that I'll read out now. A
Yep.
few ideas. It's more of a statement, if anything, but a bit of a question too. Rab Stefan Saliba. A few ideas, in my modest opinion. The Yannis Fetfadzidis transfer to SPAL, SPAL, is exciting. Also, Kyriakos Papadopoulos options and speculations at this point. Maybe a word or two about Mitroglou going for amateur football in Germany. I think we may have touched on that last week.
We
All
touched on it
right,
last
last
so
week,
so
yeah.
so we'll go a little bit here. Kyriakos Papadopoulos, I know he's clubless, but well, I mean, we spoke about him last week. He should come back to Greece, but where's he going to go? Who's going to pick him up realistically? Like, do you think well, I mean, not Atromitos, but do you think, like,
It was Atromitos.
exactly, he didn't do much at
Yeah.
Atromitos, so he's not going to go there. So do you think a team around him like a Pasianin are going to go for him?
Shall I tell you where you should go, George? You should go to
Yes.
Cyprus. You should play for Bafos FC. You could kick about on the West Coast and have a good
Nice
time. That's
place.
probably what you should do. Or
Yeah.
go to the other way. Go to like Paralimni or something, or just go to one of the middling Cyprus clubs. Why not?
If he's happy just to live in a nice country and just like, yeah, fair enough.
Everyone speaks Greek. The food is good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He can go back to Croatia where he was at, where he actually resurrected his career,
Yeah.
Lokomotiv Zagreb, I think they were called. I remember the fans loved him. They had a song about him and everything there. I don't know where that club is, if they're in the top division or if they're not.
They are. Let me have a quick look. They
Nickel,
are
like where
Greece.
else? Like,
Greece.
you know, like
It's one of the best countries. If you got a bit of money in Greece, like football aside, it's the best country
Oh
in the
yeah,
world for
but which
business.
club's going to take him? Like, can you see, like,
Oh, they'd be
okay,
class.
does it, like, do you think he's going to go? Okay, put it this way: can you see him at a club like Ionikos?
Oh, could they afford his wages?
That's one. Yeah. Now, if you look at like a club with a bit
I
of
meant a
press,
bit
if you look at a
higher.
club with a bit of prestige, a club like Orphi, are they going to go for him?
Nah.
No. Nah.
It's not
So,
doesn't fit their style of signings at the
no, that's right.
moment. Realistically, what's he got? He's got like a Livadiakos type signing in a club.
Or
Yeah,
he goes to the
one of
division
those.
below to somewhere like Athens Galathea if they have the money to pay to give him his
Yeah.
wages, perhaps.
Is
I don't know.
he gonna? Because if he fails at Athens Galathea, that's his career's over. That's the thing.
Exactly.
Like, you don't go to the second division and prosper if you fail.
No.
So and he's what? I think he's only 28, 29. So he's still got some
He's
football in
30
him.
now.
Is he
He's
30?
30. Yeah, he's a year older
Okay,
than me.
so he's pushing on there. So look, it's a tough one for him. He's definitely at a career crossroads there. Or does he just go and chase the dollars in some league? Who knows? Fefadzidis at SPAL, big move. I hope he absolutely kills it there.
He knows
Who
the
is
league
it?
well there.
He knows the league well. Yeah, that guy bounces between Europe and the Middle East. So he obviously goes to the Middle East, but fills up his bank account, and then comes back to Europe and plays for less. Good luck to him there. And Mitroglou, yeah, kicking around in the German second division to be close to family. So if people don't know, Mitroglou's obviously a Greek international, but he was born and raised, I think, no, he was born in,
He
sorry,
was
in
born in
Greece.
Kavala. Yeah.
Yeah,
And
so
then
he's born
he
up
spent
north
most of
and
his
he's.
time in Germany because he came up through via Borussia Mönchengladbach's
And I think
academy,
his
I
whole
think it
family
was.
still live in Germany as well. So he's,
Yeah.
yeah, so he's a German national as much as he is a Greek. So I think that's home for him. And good luck to him kicking around in the lower leagues there, just doing his thing. So, yeah, all the power to him. Boys, I think that's it.
I
Nickel.
believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Poor
That's
bastard.
it.
Panathinaikos, 12 points.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I truly can't believe it.
I can't honestly, I can't either. Oh, look, all we can do from here, like I was
I want to
fuming
laugh at you
as I
guys,
was
but
last
I
week.
feel
I
bad.
was fuming. I this morning it kicked off at a good time for us here, 6 a.m. I was up for
I knew when we didn't hear from you all morning, I'm like, ah, forget about it, Nico. And I logged on.
it.
I logged on and I saw you in some space, and I'm thinking,
I was on the space, that's what I was gonna say, and
God, I was going to
that
click onto it.
transcended
All these
into
putanas would
a
have been happening in
it
that
was
space.
abuse. I had it on the way driving to work. It was World War III on there.
I can imagine it would have
It
been. I
was
wanted to click on it, but I thought,
brutal. It was brutal last week. This week was even more. I joined now a few weeks in a row. Oh, it was brutal.
Who, like, just Leo random
Fotos.
host?
There's a Leoforos GR.
Oh, okay.
They're the hosters.
Is it just is it all in Greek or is it just whatever?
All
in Greek.
Wearing going on. There's
is it Alaphouzos
is
always cops it, but
More balanced opinion, or the blame's got to be shared equally between the players, the coach, and the owner. Obviously, the owner's got to take the bulk, the majority of the blame, without a doubt. But all it's through three ways. No one. I love Jovanovic. He's the best coach we've had in decades, probably. He won us the cup last year. Full. We've got to believe in him. But he's not without blame either.
Yeah.
From here, though, there's no use finger pointing. Let's get united. Let's get behind each other, support the players, pack Leoforos out, and just support one another, and let's get out of this rut. Because we're in it. We're still in it.
You're in a massive
rut. You know what I've learned, Nick? No matter how good your form is, people will still finger point, even if it's fans of their own club. So it doesn't matter, Nick.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. No,
I thought we'd win this morning. As I said, I really thought we'd win.
I thought you'd win as well. I woke up. I was laying in bed. I found this shonky little stream on my phone. I don't know what language it was, Bulgarian or something. I don't know what it was. And I was watching it, and I'm thinking, "You're looking good. You're looking good." Kurbelis got sent off. I'm like, "All right, time to get up." So then I just thought, forget about it. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. I've harped on this a bit. 12-point lead is unheard of. So quick.
Look at Arsenal had a gap heading into the World Cup. Mm. Arsenal had a gap. They've maintained it and improved. Napoli in Italy had a gap. They've maintained it and improved. And Panathinaikos in Greece has gone the other way.
Well, after winning the cup last year, I thought, okay, like, you know, you had the coach, the certain core players, the belief in there, and I don't know.
I wish I knew, because I'd be on the phone to him telling him. I wish I knew where to from here.
I don't know what's going on, because a lot of the players don't know what's going on there. Like the coach, like it's you went from a side, right? Even though you're getting results, like, you know, you're scrapping some results here and there, you're still playing better free-flowing football. You're still, like, putting heaps of shots on target, off target. Now you're looking at the game and you're barely putting one or two on target.
Exactly. That's what we could have played till Christmas and not scored.
Yeah. Whereas before, you'd still be, you know, whether you're scoring or not, you were still creating, you were still moving forward, you were still moving the ball up the field with ease, but now it's just dried up and it just looks like everyone's shell-shocked and someone's waiting for someone else. And like you're saying, there's no Maverick out there to grab it, and everyone's just waiting for someone else. And that's what probably Kurbelis gets caught up with, his heart on his sleeve, and does Malakias.
He's honestly a victim of trying too hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember that used to be his issue. Remember years ago, he used to just lose it on the field.
This was brought up in the spaces where the Greek players, and this is Kurbelis' prime example, they live and breathe it. They care more than the foreigners. Allegedly, what they were saying. They care they live and breathe it. It's in their face. Mm. They'll go on and read the comments. They're immersed in all the feedback.
Kurbelis goes home and his family, or friends, or whoever, like, you know, he's probably copping it as well. Like, you know, where you got
I was fuming, very, very pissed off with him, but I've had a few hours to cool off now. It's almost been a whole day. He's done a lot of good for us.
He's a victim of actually caring. And like you were saying there, you got the random players. And we see it. I mean, we definitely see it at Olympia, of course, with our overinflated squad. When they're playing the foreigners and they're scoring and winning and doing good stuff, yeah, they're kissing the badge and they're running around and they're writing, you know, how much they love, you know, gate 7 or gate 13 or whatever they do. The minute they're out of form, the minute they're on the bench, but they don't care. They don't care for the club. They, you know, send me to the next club. And that's how it's always been with a lot of foreigners. Now, you do get your odd foreigner at the club. You know,
And
like
this
you
is what
guys had the
Antonio
cup
was saying.
match. You know, you get your Bergs, you get your
Cisse,
Sissés that
Zeka,
genuinely care,
Zeka,
Zeka,
Berg, Cisse, Sebastian Leto.
Yeah, you get those guys in like Olympiacos with Djordjevic, Jovani, Rivaldo, those types of players that, you know, Castillo, that genuinely care for the club, but they're few and far between. And there's a lot of mercenaries in football. But that's for the coach to be able to get the best out of these mercenaries. So while you're there doing a job, do the job and then go do the job somewhere else. You don't have to kiss the badge, but when you're on the field, you have to do a job for us. So, Thadume, for your sake, again, I was laughing today, but I kind of feel sorry for you, but I still kind of laughed. I couldn't help because it's, well, anyway. Good season for the neutral, I guess, if you're a neutral fan to watching it. Someone's going to win it or something's going to explode.
Oh, we've been saying it for weeks. Something big is going to happen to end this season. Something big. When you've got the biggest four clubs in the country, unprecedented
also,
times.
Also
four
close.
Batman,
four owners with
no
massive
standout.
Egos.
Oh, it's something big's going to go down.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why. And it was interesting. And like, not the cynic in me, but I'm looking at another side of where Almeida was saying that, you know, oh, to the fans, can you stop, you know, blowing flares up in the stadium and all that, even though, and they just ripped, you know, another 100 flares during the match there. Years ago, you'd end up getting punished for that. Right? Yeah, and you
it's
remember
happening
that because
week in, week out. Yeah,
man,
week
yeah,
in, week
and
out.
now it's kind of, you know, left to be. Marty Nakis is the president of the Super League, and they're not doing anything about it. And I think that's a good thing. But a club's worried that, you know, they're starting to getting fined for it. Like, I don't know.
Not for flares, but
it's too late
you know
now.
What? Us Greeks at the best at times. We're emotional people. Like, we leave it all out. Like,
well, yeah, you're going to get a big match like
and something's going to go down.
Yep, a big match. Something's going to go down.
It.
Someone's going to,
probably
you know,
in the playoffs.
A coin's going to get thrown and smack a guy in there.
Oh, yeah, something.
Who knows? We'll see. Well, it's a Greek league for us. Keeps
look,
us all
at
entertained.
The moment, again, I'm pissed that we've blown it, obviously, but around Europe, it's the best title race.
Well,
Europe.
we're getting tagged left, right, and centre. The Hellas Football account with all massive accounts saying how it's one of the most, you know, intriguing leagues. The way things are going, because you don't have to know the Super League, you don't have to be a fan of Greek football to know who Olympiakos, Panathinaikos, PAOK, and AEK. And then you just click on, and then even better, you just have to click on and watch some highlights, and you're seeing a stadium lit up with 1,000 flares, and you're seeing all this like archaic style, 80s style, you know, anarchy happening in stadiums, and that just gets people excited and like, wow, you know, does this still happen? You know,
so, this is what they wanted with this playoff structure, this format. They're going to get their dream.
They're
going to
get it. They're going to get it finally. So we'll see. It's going to go down to the wire there. So it'll be interesting. Look, we've lost Stephen and we've lost Greg throughout the podcast for various reasons, work and family commitments, but it was myself and Nicole, last men standing there. So, guys, thank you for listening. If you like what we do, give us a shout, retweet, tell your mates, tell your family, tell anyone, tell the person that doesn't even like Greek football to give it a listen. If you've got any questions, feedback, please shoot them our way there. And yeah, guys, thank you for listening. I hope your team did well this week. I hope you're celebrating. I hope you're having a great day. And we'll do a lot again later. Nico, tatapume, mate. All right.
Okay.
See you guys.
Yeah.